One thing that we should never do in life is lie to ourselves. You know, try to convince ourselves of one thing or another. I know that I have an infinite capacity for self-justification. I can justify just about anything I do if I want to. But there is one to whom we must never lie, because we cannot lie to them. For that one knows everything. Listen to what happened to a couple of early Christians, a man and his wife, in Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also having knowledge of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Now why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and died. And great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the time of 3 hours after that, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they shall carry you out. And then she fell down immediately at his feet and died. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. You see, not only can't you lie to God, it is a very serious thing. When we pray to God, we need to be honest with ourselves, be humble before God, and not try to lie to God. And you know how they lied to God? They lied to God by lying to the church, by saying they did something or they contributed something which they did not, because they wanted to be thought of as being as generous as Barnabas was, who came and sold a piece of property and gave it all to the church. They could have given part of it. They could have not given any of it. That's what Peter said. They just needed to be honest about it. And when they were not, the judgment of God fell upon them. Something to think about. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would help me, Lord. I want to be honest in all things, Lord. It is only by your grace that I am saved. Help me to live a truthful, honest, straightforward, and transparent life, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.